The Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant ceased operations on December 29th. On January 12th, Entergy completed the transfer of all fuel in the reactor vessel to the spent fuel pool. The plant, which produced electricity for more than 42 years, will sit for decades while its radioactive components cool. This dormant phase, known as safe store, is part of a 60-year timeline explained by NRC Office of Nuclear Materials Safety and Safeguards Chief of Reactor Decommissioning, Bruce Watson.
Vermont Yankee's plan calls the plant to be placed in a period of safe store dormancy from 2016 to 2068. There would then be preparations for dismantling and decommissioning from 2068 to 69. The actual dismantling and decommissioning from 2069 to 2073, and site restoration from 2073 to 2075. A near-term focus will be preparing the plant for safe store and removing all fuel from the spent fuel and into dry cast storage.
Watson described decommissioning as a marathon that must be completed within 60 years. He added that applies only to the portion of the site pertaining to nuclear power production and not rehabilitating the grounds to greenfield condition.
The basis for the 60-year time frame is 50 years for safe store to allow the radioactive decay of shorter-lived radioactive materials, plus 10 years of radiological decommissioning work to terminate the NRC license. During the 50-year safe store period, studies conducted by the NRC estimate that the radiation dose rates are reduced to 1-2% of the initial total and will contribute significantly to the safety of workers.
Vermont Yankee has already loaded 13 dry casks with spent fuel, and over the coming years, more will be placed in dry casks. NRC Region 1 Nuclear Materials Safety Chief of Decommissioning Mark Furtis notes that Entergy is responsible for maintaining safety and security until the casks are accepted by the Department of Energy for disposal.
Even in shutdown, they are required to maintain a security posture.
Decommissioning costs are anticipated to be $1.5 billion. There have been concerns about the amount Entergy has in its decommissioning fund. In mid-December, Entergy reported $655 million in the fund at the end of October 2014. Bruce Watson says the NRC will monitor the funds, noting that plants are required to provide annual updates to assure there will be enough money to complete the decommissioning.
With the plant going into safe store, that allows for the funds to be reinvested or invested in some very secure financial instruments to allow the fund to grow. And of course, there is an independent trustee that has those funds for the decommissioning. According to our regulations, the utility is legally obligated to make sure that the funds are there to ensure that they can complete the decommissioning as planned.
The NRC will hold a public meeting in Brattleboro on February 19th to discuss and accept comments on the post-shutdown decommissioning activities report that has been filed by Entergy. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.